Hello and welcome to the Two Roads and Two Destinies radio ministry. For Mark Beebe and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. We're with you each weekday afternoon from 1 to 1:15. And our goal is to teach the Word of God, edify the saints, and to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Also, each brother rotates the speaking from week to week. And now, our message for today. This week, Lord willing, we'd like to look at an overview of the book of Acts, some of the early chapters. Let's look at Acts chapter 4 to begin with. What difference does a name make? You may say, is it really a big deal when we start talking about a name and proclaiming a name? You know, when there was this great race between the two world powers, Soviet Union and the United States, and during what was called the Cold War, they were rushing to be the first one to plant that flag on the moon. The United States was able to do that. And we see how thousands of people gathered around television sites and listening on the radio of are they going to land safely? And it was coming down to the last few seconds. Were they going to land in a crater and be stuck forever? Or are they going to make a safe landing? Were they going to sink in the dust? They didn't know what to expect on the moon. Was it 20 foot of dust they were landing in? But it was such an exciting thing when they finally got out and walked around and they put that flag on the moon. The name of the United States. Now, I'm not here to preach on this country tonight, but just an illustration to see how effective it is when you start proclaiming something, a name, and how it causes division. It causes people to take sides. It takes causes division to be made. A name, when you start talking about patriotism, we see just what we mean by the meaning, the importance of a name. Well, here in Acts chapter 4, we have here the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Scripture tells us this is the name that's above every name, the name that one day every knee shall bow to, whether in heaven or on earth or under the earth, every knee shall bow to this name. So when we think about whatever illustration you may bring up, a name has a lot of strength, a lot of meaning to a name. The Bible tells us that a name, a good name, is more precious than rubies or gold or whatever the illustration is there from the book of Proverbs. It's very important to have a good name. And we have here, in a greater way, that name that magnifies what this Word of God is about. It's the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's give Him His full title, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the name we'd like to talk about. And when we're in Acts chapter 4, you have to back up to the last message and consider what we talked about in chapter 3. Remember the lame man that was healed as he fastened his eyes upon Peter. And Peter was there with John, and when they proclaimed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for him to rise up and walk, we see the man was healed. And we'll get into that in just a few minutes. But chapter 3, that miracle, and then the address by Peter, flows over into chapter 4. And let's just read the first four verses of chapter 4, as it's a continuation, really, from chapter 3. And as they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hold on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. So we see here, right off from the beginning of the chapter, we see here the mention of the name of the Lord Jesus and His resurrection. But isn't it interesting in verse 1 that it is the Sadducees? The Sadducees. Now, in the Gospels, you see largely the contradiction was from the Pharisees, largely. But here we see now, after the Lord had returned to heaven, it's the Sadducees.
And this is very important because when you look at the Pharisees, they were picky on the law and the jot and tittle of everything, and even the things that have been added to the Word of God, their own religious rules, you might say. But the Sadducees, what they had in mind was that they denied the resurrection, angels, anything supernatural. They were like today's modern-day theological liberals. They've got a touch of religion, but they deny much of what God has said and the power thereof. So we see the Sadducees, and it is appropriate that they are the ones, now that Christ has ascended to heaven, now that he has been resurrected, they're the ones that's going to speak up now. They're the ones that are offended. They're the ones that's going to speak up because these apostles keep preaching the resurrection of Christ. You see that as we looked at Acts 2 and 3 and mentioned that. And the very thing in chapter 4, as you notice, Peter has an address in each of these three chapters. And we see the resurrection brought forth. Well, as we continue to consider these things, the resurrection, of course, is brought out so clearly as part of the... you cannot do away with the resurrection when you consider the gospel itself. 1 Corinthians 15, by way of reminder, gives you the gospel in verse 3 in a nutshell. Paul tells the believers at Corinth, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Threefold of the 3 points of the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection. So we see the foundational truth of the resurrection. So now as we consider these things, let's look on into the bulk of the chapter. We'll see from verses 5 to 22, as we get into Peter's address here, we'll see the name, and we'll see the spiritual authority in the name. We'll see also the Sadducees and their lack of spiritual discernment. And we'll see, thirdly, the apostles and their boldness with this spiritual authority. So we see the name, the Sadducees, and the apostles in different aspects of what we find from each of these. Before we move on, we read through verse 4. Did you notice salvation? Once again, in the early church, we see multitudes coming to the Lord. Verse 4 speaks about how there were men of about 5,000. So we see here, as we've been talking about evangelism and the burden that we need to be steadfast in reaching our families and those in our community, and even from Acts 1 on, this is one of the great themes of the book of Acts. Again, in 1:8, as the Lord was about to ascend to heaven, he said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." So we see evangelism, one of the great themes of the book of Acts. So let's look on a little bit here and start with the name and its spiritual authority. In chapter 4 of Acts, look at these different times the very word name is brought up. Look at verse 10, 12, 17, and 18. It mentions the name, or in the context of the discussion between Peter and these religious leaders. And if we continue and were to read on through this, we would see how they had forbidden them to speak in this name. Let's read from verses 5 to 22 so that we can just see what we're talking about when we speak of this name and its spiritual authority. Beginning at verse 5. "And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, 'By what power or by what name have ye done this?' Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, 'Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.' Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them and that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. Verse 15, but when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it is spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man was above 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing was showed. So perhaps now we get a little flavor of what we're talking about with this name. This man was healed. He believes on this name. And now we see that they make the connection that when this name is proclaimed, they're representing the one who is resurrected. And these Sadducees cannot bear with that, and they say, do not teach nor speak in that name. But of course, we see the reply. They said, judge yourself. Can we listen to you or rather to God? If you back up to chapter 3, notice where it mentions the name. Also, in chapter 3 and verse 6, this is during that Bible story, you might say, of when this miracle happened. Then Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. So that's the invitation, in a sense, you might say. It was in the name of the Lord he told him to rise up and walk. But in verse 16, it gives us an explanation. It says, in his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So he ties it in with the fact that he had faith in this name, and therefore he was healed. So we see this name on through chapter 3 and chapter 4. You know, when we start talking about the name of the Lord, I've mentioned this before, but I was so encouraged when I did a study before on the name of the Lord. And that phrase, the name. When you go back into the Psalms, I forget exactly how many, but many, dozens of references of the name, giving thanks in the name, joy, honor, glory, praise in the name. The book of Psalms is full of the name. His name is called excellent, it's called good and glorious, it's said to endure forever, it's called great, it's called alone the most high name, it's called holy and reverent is his name, it's called pleasant. So we see the Psalms is full of speaking of that name. It speaks of we trust in his name and salvation in his name, defends us in through his name, the fear of his name, on and on, dwelling in his name, gathering in his name, to come in his name. This is even the book of Psalms. Then you move on over and it speaks even of remembrance of his name. And of course that wonderful phrase in the book of Psalms when it speaks of his namesake. For his namesake, you find that phrase some half a dozen or seven times in the book of Psalms. You come on over into the New Testament, and you see there's a foundation already been laid. So when we start preaching and saying, yes, we gather in his name, and that's the only authority we have to gather, it's the only authority we have to preach or to baptize or what have you, we see a foundation already built in the book of Psalms. That God says, look at all the things that are done in his name. Thank you for being with us. If you have any questions or concerns, please call us at 824-5525 or write us at P.O. Box 689 in Ramsor, zip code 27316. That is P.O. Box 689. All requests
for tapes are free. We'd be thrilled to hear from you on the phone if you have any questions or concerns. Join us next time at 1 o'clock for the Two Roads into Destiny Radio Ministry.